Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Logical Soul Talk. My name is Michael Craig, and I'm your host for this weekly talk radio program. And this is a show where I get to have a little fun and interview some people who I consider to be the best, brightest, and most creative minds in the world, or talk about subjects near and dear to my heart. Well, today it's the latter, and throughout this summer, which I call Money Matrix Summer, we're going to be doing 10 sessions where basically you get to call in, ask questions. We can do a session. I can talk about money matrix ideas, understandings, and techniques, things that you can use in your everyday life to help you feel better about yourself, about money, as far as your capacity for earning, accepting, feeling worthy, and going out and getting the bucks. So this is a show about whether you have a small business or a mid-sized business or a large business. If you have an attitude about money that is not conducive to your attracting the money to you, money's just not going to come in. And I'm going to talk a little bit about my own experience and about some experiences that people have had recently and share that with you. So, again, this is a call-in show today. Let me go a little bit about the background again for those of you who are just tuning in for the first time. My name is Dr. Michael Craig. I've been a chiropractor for many years, and early on, I discovered that most people, including myself, have an underlying pattern of what I call hidden decisions that we made as small children or picked up from our parents, teachers, or even our ancestors. And these subconscious decisions form our reality and affect our motivation and our destiny. And consequently, these decisions can either propel us to greatness or lead us to self-sabotage and failure. And these are things that are hidden usually within our subconscious mind that are not available to us consciously. And quite by accident many years ago, I discovered that I could access and change these decisions with amazing results that could happen in my own and other people's lives. And you can get more information on my techniques and methods at www.logicalsoul.com. Also, be sure to click on the follow button at blogtalkradio.com/logicalsoul to get a heads up on all our great interviews and discussions and shows and call-ins. Things like that. So call in. Our phone number is area code 347-843-4544. That's 347-843-4544. Now, my topic tonight, again, is about Money Matrix Method, but we can talk about anything that you want to talk about. If you have a problem, if you have something going on in your life that you just need some feedback on or a solution, something like that, I can do anything related to money, health, wealth, self-improvement, that type of thing. I know it's a broad subject, but basically it's like an open mic summer where I'm going to be talking about whatever you talk about. And we've got a caller already, so I'm going to go to a call in just a few minutes here. But first, I just want to mention something that happened to me over this past few months and tell you what's happening as far as the program is concerned. As you may know or may not know, I just completed a book called The Money Matrix Method, which has just now been recently published on Amazon.com, and I have a link to that at moneymatrixmethod.com. However, don't do anything on the site yet because it's being transferred to another site, and I'm going to have a tremendous deal for you if you just get the free video, just sign in to get the free video. There's a very special deal. I'm going to practically be giving the book away to those who are interested, and this will be up and running probably in a couple of days, and I wish I had a specific date for you. Unfortunately, there's some technical glitches that I'm having to work out, but at any rate, it will be done by the end of this week for sure. And by the way, happy 4th of July day after. This is the 5th of July. I hope you had a tremendous 4th if you're in the United States. If you're not, we still celebrate the 4th of July. Our so-called independence from Great Britain, and I call it so-called because there's a whole lot of history that goes into why Britain never severed ties with us, and we have all this banking going on and stuff like that. But that's a whole other issue, which is beyond the scope of what I'm talking about here. Now, when we're talking about money, It's real easy to get into ideas about techniques, about ways to earn money. And I've got a program and a website that I'm just soon launching called IncomeAtHomeSecrets.com, where I'll be going into ways that you can earn money at home, particularly, or as a small business, working out of your home, doing things that you can do to get into your passion or discover your passion and start making money doing what you love to do. And I'm finding that this is something that eludes a lot of people, including myself. I mean, for many, many years, it has had eluded me that it was very difficult for me to earn a living or to find a way to get through blocks that I had, and I couldn't put my finger on what those blocks were. And if you're one of those people who can't really put your finger on what it is and why you can't seem to be earn a living or make money, this is where you need to be. This is a show where I go into the hidden whys, wherefores, and whereabouts about what it is about money and why you can't earn it or why you are blocking yourself one way or the other to bring money in. So we're going to be going on about that. Now, I just thought I heard my cat coming. Oh, he's at the door wanting to get out. So that's another thing about working at home, is that you deal with cats jumping on your desk and doing all sorts of things that while you're trying to be busy. So anyway, I'm going to go to the lines here. We've got a caller. Let's see if I can. Aha. Hello, you're on the air. You there? Oops. Okay, I guess this person's not ready to talk yet, so I'm just going to keep talking. The thing about money, and this is a real interesting phenomenon. I noticed that when I was having problems with money, it seemed to be something that I couldn't put my finger on. I didn't know why I wasn't bringing in money. I didn't know what was stopping me. It wasn't until I actually wrote the book called The Logical Soul, which opened the door to me developing this technique called the Money Matrix Method, which is essentially the Logical Soul technique focused particularly on money. And I did that because money's been a problem for me all my life. I've never had the ability to really sustain steady earnings, steady income. Even though I consider myself wealthy and friends and health and all sorts of good things, the cash flow wasn't there. And that's been a problem all my life. And it was only recently, in fact, since I've written this book, The Money Matrix Method, that I stumbled across the secret for me, actually before I wrote the book, and that's one of the reasons I wrote the book, was that the secret for me was that it was all tied up in something called ancestral decisions. And that's even though I spent decades working on my own stuff about money, where I got to where I was consciously neutral about money, where I didn't have buttons about money. I was able to accept money, earn money, do all sorts of things. But it wasn't until I discovered this link to the ancestors and what a tremendous influence ancestral energies, if you want to call it, influence your decisions about making money, earning money, and accepting money, that I began to realize that, you know what? I could earn money, I could accept money, I could do all sorts of stuff, but in the presence of my father, and it was the father in this case, in my life, that blocked my ability to bring in money, to earn money. And it's so funny because my father was always about me earning money. Son, go out and get a job, go earn some money, go do this and that. It's just that what I noticed is that he taught by example more than he taught by speaking, though. And I noticed in his life, he always struggled with money. And so I basically inherited from him this energy about keeping money at bay or holding money at bay. And it wasn't until I discovered this way of opening the door and changing the decision about that decision about keeping money at bay was I able to let it go. And it wasn't until I was able to do that that the money began to actually flow. Now my wife and I are out of debt. We're bringing in regular income. Our house is paid off. We paid off another rental property. We've got money in the bank. There's a lot of uncertainties going on, but there are some amazing things happening in our life, and I don't feel much different except that, you know, things look a little bit different. They look a little bit lighter. Life sort of looks up when you're out of debt, when you're not pressed for paying bills, and when you're not looking down the barrel of somebody, you know, holding a you know, a bill on top of you, expecting payment, that type of thing. So if you want to earn money, give us a call. If you're having trouble accepting money, give us a call. If you feel that worthiness is a problem, give me a call. The number is 347-843-4544. And press 1 to raise your hand so I can call on you, and I'll be happy to talk about anything you want to talk about. This is a self-help program, so we're talking about self-help, and we're talking about self-discovery, and there are decisions that you have made which have blocked your ability to bring in money, one way or the other. And a lot of times we tend to blame things on external forces, and my wife will tell you this, that I used to do the same thing, that I was saying, well, I don't have this, or I don't have that, or I need this course, or I need that course, or I need to do this or get that, or all sorts of things out there need to happen before I can earn money. And it just wasn't until fairly recently that I got off that and realized, you know, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with taking the next step. And the next step for me is, what resources do I have right now that I can take the next step? For example, right now I'm working on the website. I'm working on getting my book up online so people can download the ebook version of it for very inexpensive, and that's going to be at moneymatrixmethod.com very soon. And also integrating, you know, a shopping cart, putting the word out there, putting videos out there to drive traffic to the site. There's all sorts of things that have to happen. But rather than dwelling on all the things that haven't been done, I'm just taking the next step. The next step is, what's on my plate next time? And along the lines of that thing is, how am I going to get some help? In other words, I'm a one-person operation right now. Very soon I intend on bringing in on board some interns, hiring some people, getting some people in to help me leverage this information and start teaching this worldwide, because this is the type of information that needs to be available around the world. I don't know of anyone, and I've been around the world, who is totally without fear or concern or what have you about money. Even wealthy people tend to have concerns about money. I know some very wealthy people that they worry about money all the time. It's not so much getting it, but it's, you know, they worry about losing it. How am I going to lose, you know, what if I lost this, or how do I lose that? And of course, they may insure themselves, but they can't insure everything. And they worry about their stuff. And so a lot of wealthy people get stuck in attachment to their stuff. And that tends to be a double-edged sword. Wealth is a double-edged sword. You can worry about not having money, but then when you get it, you start worrying about whether or not you're going to lose it and what you can do to avoid losing it. And that's as big of a concern as not having it to some people. So it's funny, no matter where you are, that's where you are. And so if you can't be happy where you are, and that's the key thing there, are you happy with where you are, knowing that there's still something to do? And you know what? In life, there's always going to be something to do. Always. I don't know anybody who's just totally at rest, at ease with their life. Otherwise, we call those people in the grave. There's always going to be something. There's always going to be an imbalance somewhere or another. And the imbalance tends to balance itself over time. And we call that old age and acceptance of life the way it is. But basically, life is going to go back and forth. We're going to have problems. We're going to have successes. We're going to have good times and bad times. And hopefully our good times outweigh our bad times. But the thing is those things are going to keep going on. Money is just one of those issues that comes and goes and changes and rises and falls. The other thing is health. The other thing is relationships. And the final piece of the puzzle I look at is spirituality. In other words, are you at peace with who you are? Does it even matter who you are? In other words, there are things in spirituality. It's not so much, am I a good person? Am I a holy person? Am I doing the right thing? It's, am I at peace with this body, with this mind, with this collections of emotions? In other words, is there something within me that's deeper than all of these things and resonates with being, just being? And so happiness lies in that being. Happiness lies beneath the turbulent waves of the surface. It lies at the core of your being. It's not outside where your mind is always racing to and fro. It's not outside where life buffets you back and forth about money issues and about relationship issues and about health issues. All those things are superficial when it comes right down to it. And you know what? We're all going to die. And it's, I'm not being pessimistic when I say that. It's just a fact. And what are you doing in the time given you here? Money matrix method is just a way of letting go of those concerns about money such that you can start living your life, so you can start enjoying your life, knowing that your attitudes about money have literally pushed money away. And I heard that years and years ago. I think it was back in the early 90s I first heard that. The reason you don't have money is because you're quite literally pushing it away from you. I forget the name of the guy who said it, but it was a very powerful statement at the time. And it stuck with me. I always remembered that. And I kept trying to look at, what is it that I'm pushing? How am I pushing? I could never figure that out. And it wasn't until I developed the money matrix method that I realized what I was pushing away and how. And that was a powerful discovery. When you find your reason for pushing money away, wealth away, it's going to dawn on you, like hit you like a ton of bricks and say, holy cow, I've been doing that. And now I can stop? Wow. And then you take a deep breath, you breathe in, and you allow yourself to enjoy. Because believe it or not, what happens when that event takes place, very shortly thereafter, and it all depends, because there's something called lag time. In other words, as soon as you change the decisions related to money, and I'm talking about the internal hidden decisions, your life doesn't suddenly just zap, change. Now, it can, and I'm not going to say that it won't. All I'm saying is that there's a lag time in our consciousness. Things happen deep within us. And then over a period of weeks and months, our life begins to unfold. This concept of lag I learned from R. Buckminster Fuller, who talked about lag in nature, and he says that all of nature has a lag time. You know, it's just like you have a cycle of things, like when you throw a rock in the middle of a lake, the ripples happen on the shore, but only after that rock hit the lake. In other words, the rock hits the lake first, and the ripples come maybe a few minutes later, but the ripples do come. So like that, you can change these hidden decisions within yourself. Within a few weeks or months, the effects of those decisions being changed are going to ripple to the level of your conscious awareness and outwards to your environment and those around you, who then begin to look at you in a different way, begin to see you as someone as someone different than who you were, who they knew before. And that's the greatest part, is when I notice that people start commenting when I'm around them that I've changed. There are certain things about what I'm doing that seem to be successful now, as opposed to before, when I would portray myself as poor me, or the way I carried myself because of these hidden decisions were coming across. Now I'm carrying myself a lot differently, and that's coming across. And that's a joy to behold when I begin to notice that other people begin to notice these things about the way it's unfolding. And it's really because of lag that this is happening. It's kind of unexpected, because as soon as the change took place for me, and this is back, you know, many months ago, maybe 6-8 months ago, maybe a little longer, it was last year sometime, it was a big deal for me. It was a big deal for my consciousness. But then I had to take a deep breath. And then I began to notice over time, what takes place is that there's the lag begins to ripple outwards from inside, because these decisions take place on the inside, very, very deep. And as soon as that decision is shifted or changed, it's like flipping a switch. It's like flipping a switch, and the sound wave, for example, is emerging deep from within the mind. Let's say, use the analogy of a mine, and you turn on a sound or a horn in the bottom of the mine or something. It's going to take a while for that sound to reach the surface. By the time it does reach the surface, you hear that, and then it makes an effect, and then the people react, and then you can see the reaction, and that's what I'm talking about. When these decisions are changed within you, there's a lag time. There's going to be a time where nothing much is noticed. The same old stuff is happening outside. And as you begin to change, then your environment begins to change. People around you begin to react differently to you. Anyway, I'm not going to cover that much more, but that's a phenomenon. There are two things that are happening. First is you're changing these hidden decisions that you've held all your life based on what are your statements. And they're based on 7 statements, and I'm going to go into these probably next week. The 7 statements having to do with your money matrix. And what are these 7 statements, and can you change the statements? or have you changed them? What is the level at which you're operating? And these seven statements basically define your money matrix. I use the analogy in my book of a bowl. It's like you have a bowl of fruit. Well, the fruit are all the positive thoughts and negative thoughts that you have in your bowl. Of course, everyone wants to have positive thoughts, so we're always trying to fill our bowl with positive thoughts. I want to think positively. Put more positive thoughts in there. Think positively. Hypnotize myself. Do some NLP. Do some tapping. Do some, you know, let's condition ourselves. Let's hypnotize ourselves and program ourselves to have a better life. And the problem with that is that it affects the fruit, and that's great. Because everyone needs positive thoughts. I did this many, many, many times growing up, and it helped me a lot. The problem is my bowl never changed. The size of the bowl was very small, and the bowl in this analogy is your money matrix. It's the capacity for wealth, the capacity for accepting, earning, and the ability to go out and get money and attract money and wealth. And if that bowl is small, your ability to attract money and wealth in your life is going to be small. So it doesn't matter how many positive thoughts you put in the bowl, you're not going to have much room for that wealth. It's just you're still going to have a small bowl, in other words. So I'm going to have a video on this at moneymatrixmethod.com. Go there within a few days. It's July 5th now. Probably by the 7th, I'm going to have this loaded, hopefully by tomorrow. But then I'll have the ebook available. Everything's going to be available for you to check out. It's a really good video, lasts about 12 minutes, and it'll explain everything I'm talking about here, but it's also visual. You get to see what's happening, and it's kind of a neat little video. So watch that as soon as you get a chance, moneymatrixmethod.com, and check it out. So if you have a question, call in. Area code 347-843-4544. And I can talk with you about whatever's going on in your life, whatever you'd like to talk about. If you're listening to this as a podcast, obviously you won't be able to call in, but thank you for listening. I really appreciate it because I can't have this show without listeners. I can't have this show without people who are interested in improving their lives in one way or another. And that's what I'm all about. That's what I live for. That's what I do. And I'm more than happy to share that with anybody who's interested along the same line. So call me up, 347-843-4544, and let's talk about it. Just a real quick word, next week will be the fourth session, what I call Money Matrix Summer. This will be a call-in week number four next week. That'll be Tuesday the 12th of July. And I don't think anything else is happening other than that. Hopefully I'll have everything up and running by then, and I can announce the launch of the new website, and everything should be in place. But check in every week because things change, as you know. And a lot of times I'm going to say, and I've done this in the past, I'll say, yes, next week we're going to have the launch, we're going to do this, and by the end of the month, blah, 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 doesn't happen. And then I've got, you know, egg on my face and nothing happens. And so I'm not going to promise you that it'll be there, but it will be there. Now, if you're in the Atlanta area, and you're listening to the show, please come to our Logical Soul Meetup that happens the second Wednesday of every month. This month in July, it's the 13th. The meeting starts at 7 and goes till 9, or you can stay later. My wife makes some great refreshments. It's a small group. It's a small group, so you need to RSVP, and you can do that by going to meetup.com. This is the meetup groups. meetup.com/Logical Soul Atlanta. That's meetup.com/Logical Soul Atlanta if you want to sign up for the Logical Soul for Entrepreneurs meetup group that meets the second Wednesday of every month. And we get a chance to I demonstrate the technique during these sessions, set appointments, do other things. But the main thing is you get to see firsthand how this technique works, how it can change your life instantly, how things can really, really turn around, and how you can start doing your life differently, living your life on purpose, living your life as part of a plan rather than just sort of accidentally stumbling forward in life, which is the way a lot of us seem to live. I know I did for many, many years. So anyway, our phone number is 347-843-4544. I think we've got somebody asking a question. Hold on a second. You're on the air. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I have two questions, actually. In America, we don't really tell other people how much we earn. And I think it has to do with fear. And what
you said,
would you say?
I'm sorry, you said we do or we don't?
We don't.
We don't. Okay, got it.
And then the second, and it might be this, kind of the same thing, is once you have something, you mentioned people are afraid to lose it.
Right.
And if that goes hand in hand, all the fear. So.
Right.
Do you have any comments?
Excellent. Yeah, good point. In America, in probably lots of places, not just America, I've been a few places where you don't really talk about your money much. I mean, on the low end, I mean, obviously it's obvious to some people what you make, some others. If you're in a business or particularly in a corporate world, generally salaries are not discussed because there's a whole issue, not just about money, but about position. In other words, there's a competition going on where, you know, it's a way of keeping score. Well, I'm doing better than you or I'm doing worse than you, that type of thing. So in the corporate world, there's a whole lot of competition that is aside from money, has to do with, you know, I'm going to put you off the air, mute you here a second so I can talk. Basically, there's a whole issue about power struggling in corporate world. And quite frankly, if we're not earning the money that we think we should be earning, we're a little bit embarrassed. I know I was. I know that for years and years, I didn't want to tell people what I earned or didn't earn. And then for a while, I just sort of just acted like I didn't care. You know, well, maybe it doesn't really matter, you know, that kind of thing. But we all have our own defense mechanisms. And I think you're right that we don't really talk about how much we earn or how much we bring in simply because there's other issues besides money and wealth that go into this. And obviously wealthy people don't want to talk about how much they earn because then they open themselves up to, you know, people coming and taking that. So there's a lot of issues that go into that. Does that answer your question or is that?
Kinda. Yeah. I think I need to hear more about the fear.
Okay.
You know, because
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Once you have it, I mean, then you mentioned this, and it's perfectly right to mention that, I think it's true, that you're afraid to lose it.
Right.
So, now what?
Yeah, so is that going on with you right now? Or you have something that you're afraid to lose? And
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's called attachment. I think this goes into the Vedas. They talk about attachment and the whole idea that, yeah, of course we're attached. I mean, it's part of who we are. It's what we do. But at the same time, it makes us miserable, you know?
Yeah.
If we're attached to life or if we're attached to, in the Bhagavad Gita, they talk about Krishna discussing this with Arjuna, the archer, and the whole story about the Bhagavad Gita. Talking about be without the fruits of action is the main statement there. And a lot of times in yoga we relate that to, you know, don't care what happens. Well, that's not what it means at all. It just means to be without the fruits of action just means be in a sense of gratitude no matter what happens. We're about to go into the end of the show here. If you want to hold on, we can talk a little bit after. Do you want to hold on for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, hold on. So we're about to run up against the hard end of the show. If you're listening on the podcast, however, you'll be able to hear this after the music goes on. If you're listening live, unless you're on the phone with me, you're not going to be able to hear this anymore. So thank you for joining us this week. I'm glad you listened. And tune in next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Logical Soul Talk, where I'll be continuing the Money Matrix Plumber. And hope to see you then. Okay, we're back. These are the outtake moments where I get to talk about, we get to talk about anything you want. So are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, thanks for your questions and your comments. Very important.
You're welcome. I think I prefer a session with you.
Okay. I think I know who this caller is, so yeah, absolutely. I'll do a session.
I talk to you later.
Okay, thanks for calling in.
Bye.
So that was a great call. She brought up some interesting points, and that is that, it's not just about the ability to earn money, accept money, go out and get money. It's also, are we happy when we have money? Now, in the money matrix method, I don't go into so much about happiness and having the money. That's a whole other issue, because that really goes into happiness in general, and happiness is an area where, you know, it touches on everything in life. If you're not happy, in fact, that's the whole basis of the measure of the money matrix method and the logical soul is, are you happy? And get into that space where, you know, if you're not happy, then you've got an issue with something, whether it's health, relationships, wealth, something. If you've got all the money you need and you're not happy, there's something else going on. It doesn't have anything to do with your money matrix, because your money matrix can be expanded and you can still not be happy. As I said, there's wealthy people that I know are just miserable because they're worried all the time about losing their money or something. And so, but that doesn't really have anything to do with your money matrix. That has to do with your happiness quotient, which we're going to go into in some, I'm going to work on that in a future book, probably when we get into the spirituality matrix, spiritual matrix method, which I'll talk about. That'll be a future book, basically, because I'm going to write about three other books. I've touched on the money matrix method. I'm also going to do one on the relationship matrix, health matrix, and then spiritual matrix, which should cover pretty much the entire gamut of human experience. Look for those books to come, but they're not there yet. I'm just gathering material for them. And this happiness thing is a central theme in all of them, but it really touches most into the spiritual matrix, because that's really where the bottom line is. If we can't be happy within ourselves, it doesn't really matter whether our money matrix is expanded or not. We just won't be happy. If we're not happy, what difference does it make? You know what I'm saying? If we have the greatest relationship in the world, but we're not happy, what difference does it make? If our health is perfect, but we're not happy, what difference does it make? So, again, these are issues that transcend one or any particular subject. And that whole thing about happiness is, ask yourself every day, am I happy? If you're not, make a decision to be happy and look into why that may be that you're not. And then you will discover the matrix, your inner matrix, whatever that might be, that lends itself to that unhappiness. And I'll give you a hint right now. It's not about things. It's not about circumstances or things that are happening in your life. It's about decisions that you've made deep within yourself that have to do with this happiness or unhappiness. So check that out. I look forward to speaking with you next week. That will be July the 12th, 6 p.m. Eastern time. Please join me. This is Dr. Michael Craig signing off. Thank you for being here.